Which also gets disappointing in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit flat. Yeah, the change was a bit flat. We got close there, didn't we? And it wasn't to be, unfortunately. And yeah, credit to Kent. I think the last two batted very well. So wasn't to be, and we have to go again next week.
You had 41 for four before lunch. You must have had high hopes then.
Yeah, we did, but we knew it was going to be hard work on our wicket. That wicket was good for batting, and it was going to always be a battle to get them out. So in some ways, when they were in the hunt with the chase, it might have kept them interested to maybe we could pick up wickets along the way as they got closer. Obviously, Stevens played particularly well with Bell Drummond, and then key wicket that Irvine got before T gave us a sniff.
Apart from that partnership between Bell Drummond and Stevens, did you worry that maybe the total that they were chasing was too many?
Not really. I think we did pick up wickets early, which changed things. But if Bell Drummond and Stevens had stayed together for a little longer, I think it would have been very much achievable. I think it was four and over at that stage, and both men scoring freely. So, no, I thought it was a good declaration. I think it gave both sides an even chance. And in the end, we bowled well enough to get it in our favour, but we weren't good enough to actually finish it off.
And your bowlers were rattling through the overs at the end there and got a few more in anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And, it was just trying to pick up a wicket that would, get into number 11, Shrecky. And wasn't to be. You always felt that one wicket we might have brought two. And if we were able to do that, then we might have got over the line.
It was quite frustrating watching from the sidelines in that last session, because Danny Briggs bowled for an hour there and didn't really look like taking a wicket, did he?
Yeah, there was. Danny picked up the two wickets prior to that, so obviously there's a good reason with the rough outside the left-handers off stump. There's a good reason for him to bowl, and Jimmy made that choice, and the seam is the other end. So it's opinions, isn't it? And there's no right or wrong, I don't think.
When Dan Stevens was batting well with Bell Drummond, then you brought Sean Irvine into the attack, and he broke it up with his short pitch deliveries, caused problems, and got Dan Stevens out. We didn't see Sean Irvine at all in that last session.
Yeah, Sean came on for a particular job there. He came on to bowl short and set the field accordingly and got his man. And that was good. And then after that, obviously, the choice was to bowl length and hit the stumps. My plan would have been to bowl as straight as we can off stump. LBW's bowled, caught behind, bring them all into play, and mix the bowlers around. It wasn't to be, unfortunately, and we ended up not quite finishing off.
The draw doesn't help either side, really, in this situation, does it?
No, it doesn't. But it's it's one of those things. You're going to get draws along the way. Obviously, we'd have liked to have got over the line, and hopefully next time we're in that situation, that position, we will do. And it's fine lines. But the table is still close. It's pretty it's bunched up there in the middle and at the top. Obviously Northampton got away a little, but outside of that, I think we're much for muchness.